right, welcome back to the Omni Wellness Studio podcast. I am joined today by a very special guest. This is Christian Gulisano. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad you're here. Thank you for being here. Y'all, we just love Christian so much. We got to know her through Spartan Smoothies. She would come in, do body composition scans, get her a smoothie after a workout. Mm-hmm. And we just loved it when she came in because she is to us, she is a role model for executing a plan. No excuses. She is seriously just, she is what we wish every single one of our clients could be like, because that's how you go from where you were, which was, you said earlier, 245
yes,
pounds.
That's where I started before I contacted a personal trainer.
Yeah, that is wild, because this is a girl who for the very first time last year stepped on stage as a wellness competitor. And that's, you said that's a goal that you had, you've had for a long time.
Oh yeah, like, since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Probably younger actually.
And you said just seeing stuff on TV.
Yes. Me and my dad would actually sit on the couch and watch bodybuilding shows. And it was just like, not really like, oh, the bodybuilding show is coming on tonight. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
It was just like scanning through and it would come on and then it would just intrigue me. And
that's how it was for me too.
Just men and women just getting up there flaunting their stuff. And honestly, my dad is a pastor and I grew up in that atmosphere that we're supposed to be fully clothed, and that's just how I was raised.
Definitely not getting on stage in a
bikini, not happening,
with those poses.
Yes. Now, I did get out of my comfort zone in middle school and high school. I actually was in pageants and stuff, but I never really pursued it. But I mean, I was always fully clothed and really never showed any skin. So honestly, that was like, okay, no problem, you know? But then whenever I actually mentioned to my mom when I got older, I was like, oh, I want to do that. And she's like, yeah, you know, you could do anything you set your mind to, but you know, it was just like,
well, it's very odd for people on the outside.
Yes.
Who don't do the gym thing, who,
yes,
you know, it's just not, I don't know. It is weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. I've experienced that myself.
Right.
You've got your people that totally get it. And what's funny is that it's not even a gym thing, because there's plenty of people that don't even go to the gym,
exactly,
don't care about what they put in their body, and they are so supportive,
right,
of me. And there's even people that are in the gym that kind of give you a side eye sometimes.
Yes.
Like, okay, you're looking a little freaky. Or like what we talked about earlier in an off season,
right,
where we do get a little softer and they're looking at you like,
what just happened?
You just let yourself go. That
right.
was something that I was really worried about. And I remember reaching out to a girl who was open about talking about her off season body. And I said, I think my biggest fear is that people are going to think I let myself go. And her response to me was, they probably do think that.
Right.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
And I just let that go in that instant.
Right.
I was like, because they don't know what I'm doing. Really what it was I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to get back to the prep me.
Right.
The stage me. So that was just more of an insecurity, I think, on my part. Because now I'm a little more confident as I'm seeing the scale change.
Yes.
And seeing my body change. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. So even though I'm still carrying that extra fluff, I'm definitely more confident walking
right.
around the gym because I know what I'm doing. I know where we're going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where I've really struggled was during my off season is that, oh, like the scale's going up. In reality, I felt like, well, in reality, I'm not starting over, but I felt like I was starting completely over because I worked so hard to lose weight. And that was like my mindset was, oh, we're losing weight. We're losing weight. When you think of, hey, I'm going to the gym, what do you think of? I'm going to lose weight.
Right.
Most yeah. people think that.
You don't think about, I'm going to the gym to
gain muscle.
Yep.
Or,
which makes the scale go up.
Exactly. And that just was, I mean, when you start from, oh, we're losing weight to, or gaining muscle, it was a huge game changer. Just
yeah.
because my body was not used to seeing gaining muscle. I was used to leaning out, losing weight.
Right.
Totally different two sides of the spectrum. And so that was something I had to really wrap my head around. And then it got to where it was honestly a mental game. And it really struggled as a mental thing because, like, you see yourself going from, I weighed 135 pounds on stage. And then my off-season body, I weigh 170 pounds.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference. And then, you know, you get these people who are like, okay, what just happened? And then, you know, you're trying to explain them. And it got to where it was exhausting. And you're just like, I'm just going to ride with it.
Yeah. It just gets to a point to where you've got to be okay being misunderstood.
Right.
Because it's something that you don't know until you know. Like,
right.
I didn't even know what that was going to feel like. So
oh, yes.
How can I explain it to somebody
exactly.
else without sounding defensive or, you know, trying to sound like that I'm justifying myself?
Right.
It just gets to a point where I'm like, people aren't going to get it.
Right.
And that's going to have to be okay.
Yes.
For now. So let's take it back.
Okay.
Let's take it back. You were 245 pounds when you first started your weight loss journey.
Yes.
How does that get to that point? And what was it that you said, this is enough?
My blood pressure was so high that I'd not feel good. That's how it all started. After I had my third kid, I was like, all right, it's time for a game changer.
Now, was it one of those cumulative type things? Like you put on the weight with, because you've
yes,
got three kids.
I have three children. So like.
So you have one and then.
Well, my first one, I bounced back pretty quickly. Of course, usually that's how it is with your first pregnancy.
Yeah.
I was not in the fitness atmosphere. I ate anything I wanted, did not care. I was in a size 4 jean in juniors. Like. I could eat anything I wanted. It was just no big deal.
So your metabolism was working for you
apparently
until it
because
didn't.
I did not eat lean chicken and ground turkey and fish and rice. And that's just not my diet. It was, I mean, come on, I'm a Southern chick. I mean, I know how to throw down some Southern cooking. And that's just how I grew up, too. I mean, we had the mashed potatoes and fried chicken and the green beans, like, that's just mm-hmm. the way we grew up in a side roll.
Sweet tea. Did you have the sweet tea?
Oh, heck yes, we had the
my
sweet tea.
My mom makes the sweet tea.
Oh, my mom does too.
It was a half gallon of sweet tea every single night.
Yes.
It was the sweet tea pitcher, a cup of sugar
yes.
with oh, the half gallon of
yeah, we,
sweet tea.
We did 2.5 cups of sugar in our tea with three with three tea mugs. That's embarrassing to say. But, yeah. I mean, that's just how I grew up.
Yeah.
And I did not know any different. We did not live in a athletic atmosphere. Yeah, my sister did band and stuff, but I mean, we still ate anything we wanted to. And
yeah.
I was not the athletic kind of chick. I could care less. Yeah, I did basketball for a couple of years, but I sucked at it. I mean, that's just not my thing.
Right.
And I mean, after me having three kids, after me realizing this is not me and seeing myself in the mirror and like the chunk and just not feeling good. And what was the rude awakening was I could not even get on the floor and play with my kids. That was just like, I'm done. Couldn't go outside and play, going just out of breath and just exhausted. I was tired. I don't want to get up out of bed. I would lay in bed all day long just watching TV. Like, I was just like, okay, what has happened to me?
You're like, who is this?
Yeah. And it just got to where I was just done. And so I didn't tell my husband, and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to contact somebody. And Over time, I kind of like intrigued of looking at personal trainers, but honestly, I couldn't afford one. And so I was like, and I don't know where to start. Do I do HIIT cardio? Do I start with cardio? Do I lift weights? Why am I doing cardio? Do I just lift weights? I was clueless.
There's so much information
right.
out there.
And everybody has their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every fitness instructor I've ever been with, they have their own little role, and that's fine.
Because they know that that's what's worked
for them.
Them.
Exactly.
So they tend to pass that down to
exactly.
other people. And it works for some people, but if it doesn't resonate with you, it's not going to
right.
work for you.
And everybody's body is so different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something that's just like, you know,
yeah.
like it's just mind blowing because you would think that we would all just run off the same thing, and it's just not the way it works. But I decided to contact this lady named Ashley. That's how it all started.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, do you do meal plans? You know, and she said, yeah. And so I was like, what's your charge? You know, she told me how much she charged. And I said, sign me up. And I said, I want you to correlate my workout plans and my food plans. And she said, okay, I got you. And I said, I'm not telling my husband. You're hired for only 2 weeks. That's it.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I gave her 2 weeks. And I said, if I did not see anything with my pictures changing, I said, I'm tapped out. And she was so confident. She said, okay. And so after the 2 weeks, I had biweekly check-ins. And so we compared my first pictures, front, side, and back view, to my 2 week in.
Yeah.
It was insane. And I was like, okay, let's do this.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You were able to see yes. the difference.
Yes. And it wow. was, I mean, a lot of it was water weight. Don't get me wrong. I mean.
But still.
But still, I was just like, okay, let's go with it. And so I stayed with her for a year.
And what year was this? How long ago was this?
This was in, I started March of 21 was Ooh, my weight okay. loss journey.
Okay.
So I haven't been in this very
long. So it was 3 years.
Yes.
3 years you went from 245, having no clue what in the world to do,
mm-hmm.
eating all your Southern cooking and sweet tea, to being on a meal plan
yes.
and an exercise program, something yes. that's totally new to you.
Right.
And then I guess here we are 3 years later. So 2 years later, just last year, you're able to step on stage.
Yes. It's insane, right?
That is insane.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's fun because like then whenever I hired this chick, obviously I went to go buy a food scale and measuring cups mm-hmm. and all the stuff that you need. And then it got to where, oh, we need to track your steps and we need to do this. And then I was like, crap, now I got to invest into an Apple Watch. So that was another payment. And once my husband started seeing money going this way, and then my refrigerator full of healthy food and like in actual storage containers, and then the scale was dropping and I was feeling better. He's like, okay. He just came to me blunt face and everything. Who'd you hire? I was like,
he knew.
I was like, her name's Ashley.
Now, what were his habits like? Because honestly, now I see him and he's a gym goer. Y'all go to the gym together.
Well, actually,
were you an inspiration to him or was he already in the scene?
Not necessarily. When we dated, he had the 6-pack abs and he was buff and lean, and that's just how he grew up. He lived in the gym, and then whenever I came along, the gym kind of took the back burner. And that was because
you were the stronger
we were in
influence.
Love
yeah.
and you know, and we would go out to eat all the time and we dated and we just had fun together. Mm-hmm. So honestly, the gym just took the back burner. And honestly, I was never interested in going to the gym. So I was like, you know, not a big deal to me, which is really funny now because I have to fit that in my gym day. You know,
yes.
like it's
like
weird.
You're going to the gym at like 10 o'clock at night. It seems like you're it
really
fitting
is.
It in.
Yeah. You just make it work.
Yeah.
But after he realized like, okay, this is something that she wants to pursue and she's really trying her hardest to lose weight. And that's how it all just took off. And then after I lost 85 pounds, that's whenever I ended it with Ashley. And I told her, I was like, I'm just going to be very blunt, honest with you. I said, my goal is to be a competitor. And you knew this up front. I told her that mm-hmm. at 245 pounds, I was like, I want to be a competitor. And yeah. I said, I know you're going to laugh at me because this is the way I look. I said, but that's what I want to be. She said, you can do it. Like, she did not laugh at me. She was very confident in me. And I was straightforward. And I did everything on that plan to a T.
Yeah.
And I made sure of it. We would go to the grocery store every Saturday. I would meal plan Sunday morning. I would have 3 to 4 days of food in the fridge. And then we just do it over. And it was just a repeat. That's just mm-hmm. the way we rolled. And honestly, like, my husband worked all the time. And, like, he really...
Because y'all own a business,
yes,
correct?
Yeah. We started that business in... 3 years ago.
Okay.
So he does landscaping. So his schedule honestly is very flexible during the winter time, but during the summer it gets kind of really busy. And so I get to where I get to help him sometimes, but honestly during prep, it's really hard to help him. So he has to hire out a partner, but he's very supportive, very supportive.
Cause I've experienced both ways.
Yes.
I've experienced the unsupportive partner. Mm-hmm. That is no fun.
Right.
It's much more fun when you've got the supportive.
Cheerleader.
Yes. Yes. I mean, when I had the unsupportive partner, it wasn't impossible to do.
Right.
Because I knew how important it was to just get to the gym and stay consistent, stay eating, you know, within my realm of right. comfort and what I knew was going to help me get closer to my goals, which I didn't have real strong goals back then, but it wasn't impossible, but it was definitely, it's a lot more enjoyable
right.
when you've got someone who is super supportive of what you've got going on.
Right.
So how much of a role does he play
Oh, a huge one. And he has to. We have three kids, and currently we're actually in the middle of looking for a new gym. My gym has quit letting us go twice a day, which is a huge problem for me whenever I'm in prep. Yes.
I'm sitting here looking at you like you're speaking a foreign language to me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They've stopped you from going twice a day?
And that's because we have children. So I cannot bring my children twice a day to that childcare room. We have a 2-hour time limit period. And
I gotcha.
And that's all. And so, unfortunately, whenever I go in and I take up that 2-hour time slot in the morning, my husband can't go that afternoon with our son because I already took it up. You see what I'm saying? So,
yes. So
that's a little bit of an issue. And so my husband's like, you know what? You just go. It's more important you're in competition. I'm not. So he has like
honest that support right there.
Huge, because he wants to go to the gym just as much as I do. It's gotten to where it's a routine. It's a habit. It's enjoyable. My husband has went nothing but carnivore. He's straight carnivore diet. And I'm just a normal food plan. You know, I have fish in my diet. I have a lean turkey, chicken. Honestly, I've told my coach, I was like, just put me on chicken and fish, please. Like, it's just more convenient. It's cheaper. I can, you know, go with it. I can put different sauces on it that are sugar-free that mm-hmm. can make it taste different. So that's kind of my vibe.
That's what I was talking to Keith about yesterday. We were looking in our refrigerator and he's found several containers of food that's gone bad because he's forgotten that it was in there. And I said, that's why I personally don't like a whole lot of variety, because
right. With
our nutrition coaching business, we do encounter quite a few people that they want variety.
Yes.
They want all sorts of variety and this and that. Uh-huh. Whenever I have variety and
it's a problem.
See, me, variety and meal prepping does not mesh very well, because I've done that. I'll do my sweet potato. I'll have my red potato. I'll have my, my rice, and I will forget something is in there. And yeah, before you know it, you're, you know, pulling stuff out, and there was seriously a, mm-hmm. almost an entire sweet potato
right. Peeled
and everything that had just been sitting in the back of the fridge.
Yeah.
So for me, plainer is better. Give me
Same.
The bottles of sauces.
Same.
Give me the sauces.
I'm a lazy meal prepper.
Yeah.
I really am.
It's got to be easy. If it's not easy, I'm not going to do it. Yes.
If someone could like get any information from me, I would tell them, go get an air fryer.
A big one. Not one of these little baskets.
No. A big one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to invest into a double basket because it's too much.
We actually have two. So we like the Instapot.
Yes.
Air fryer that looks like an oven.
Right.
And we had received one for Christmas from my parents a couple years ago. And this was before Keith had really gotten into meal prepping. And I was using it for my meal prep, and it was so easy and convenient. Absolutely loved it. Well, then he starts, and I'm like, okay, you are taking up my air fryer here. We're going to need to do something. So I just went and bought a second one.
That's
so
awful.
We've got two right there. Yeah. And he uses one and I use the other. Sometimes I'll use them both.
Yeah.
If I've got a lot going on. So yeah. I agree. Totally sign off on the air fryer.
Yes.
When it comes to meal prepping, was that something that you were able to catch on to right away? Or did you resist it in the beginning? Did it take some trial and error to figure it out?
Well,
because you make it look super easy. Y'all, if you're not following Christian, you need to go look her up on Instagram. She will post in her stories where she's done her meal prep for the day.
Yes.
And she's got the cutest little color coordinated meal prep containers, which you don't need to do in order to have a successful meal prep. But
no. If
you're like Christian, obviously she finds enjoyment
yes. In
having the coordination.
Yes.
So definitely take a page out of her book, but she's super organized and makes it, you do make it look very easy.
Well,
but was it like that in the beginning?
No, it wasn't like that at the beginning. You just have to kind of figure out like what your groove is.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, whenever I got a meal plan from my very first coach, nothing against her, but like it was just not very spot on what was what. You know what I mean? Like there's so many rices, okay? And there's so many different brands of jasmine rice. And so that's where I kind of overthought the process. And it was like unsweetened almond milk. Okay, which one do I grab? And keep in mind, I was living a healthy lifestyle. I was trying to lose weight, but I was not trying to prepare for a competition at the moment.
Yeah.
So it was just like, okay, what do I get? You know, as I would call her constantly like, okay, do I get this one or this one? And she's like, chick, you're really overthinking it.
That's what I've told people. They do overthink.
And it's because you want something so stinking bad that you're willing to go organic or get the most expensive broccoli bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It was just like, you know, who cares? Like, you want something so freaking bad that you're willing to just throw everything away. And that's where I was at the moment. Like, I wanted to lose weight so bad. My goal was just to be skinny. I just want to be skinny. Like, please, I want to be in a size 2 and juniors. I wanted to see my high school body back. Mm-hmm. That's what I just, like, was craving. And it's funny because I don't crave that at all anymore.
Isn't that wild?
It's just nuts.
I know. After I had my two kids.
Two kids, yeah. Mm.
I
would have never dreamed two kids.
Well, thank you.
I mean, jeez.
So I was taking measurements before the kids came along. Mm-hmm. And then after they came along, and the scale was less than, let's see, because I had my son, and my goal was I wanted the weight to come off before I had the second.
Right.
So I took that time to do that. Mm-hmm. And I also knew I wanted to have kids close together in age. Right. So that had to happen relatively quickly.
Of course.
But I had already started the process of learning about good carbs and bad carbs and fiber and lean meat, mm-hmm. and all this kind of stuff. So that definitely worked in my favor,
right,
when it came to taking the weight off. So 19 months later, here comes Kara. And I was able to get that weight off pretty quicker with her because I had stayed active and
right.
my nutrition was kind of on point. It wasn't perfect, but it was definitely better than when I was pregnant with my son. But I weighed less.
That's crazy.
And then I'm taking measurements and my hips are like a full inch, I would say, bigger. And I'm like, that was a huge wake up call to me that I'm never going to get that body
right.
that I had before back. Your body does shift.
Of course.
And change.
Hormones change.
Yeah. And yeah, at that time.
We're older.
I just wanted to be skinny. I was not
right.
lifting weights. Definitely didn't do anything for my lower body because my legs already held quite a bit of muscle. Wasn't going to get those, quote unquote, bulky. And I would just work my upper body
right.
is all I would do. And I ran.
Yeah.
I just ran. In fact, that's what my ex-husband said as we were going through our divorce and we were having one of our peaceful moments. We were just talking one day and he actually said, I liked you better when you just ran.
Oh my goodness.
And that could,
thanks.
Yeah, we could interpret that one of two ways as I've bounced this off of friends is he liked me before I had muscle. And he liked me before I was social.
Right.
Because running is something that you know, it's a isolated type of thing.
Right.
So that could go one of two ways. So we definitely did not grow together, which is why we're not together anymore. So you are doing the meal prep thing.
Yes.
And tell us more about how you end up getting
trying to think how this even...
Because, well, with your coach, with your very first coach, it was understood that eventually you're going to want to compete, but that wasn't her forte.
Right.
And that's something that I think people need to know when they are choosing a coach. Just vet them out a little bit.
Right.
She definitely helped you through the time
yes.
that you needed
absolutely
help. And there is a coach for everybody.
Yes.
There are coaches for everybody. We don't do contest prep.
No.
We don't do that because that's...
Not my thing.
No. No.
And I wouldn't. I don't think I ever would. That's just...
No.
No. There's too much.
Well, we share the same coach now.
Right.
And we seriously... I'm not the only one that says this. He is a mad scientist.
Yes.
The more into prep that you get...
I mean...
He tweaks things.
A man that can hold 100 clients in a setting is just like...
Blows our mind.
It's insane. I'm comfortable around 12 clients. So I'm just like, okay, you know, like yeah. it's just a little too much at times.
And he answers you back
immediately.
So fast. Like I almost feel bad.
Same.
With how quickly he responds back to me.
Right. And then when he's on vacation or something, you have a question, like you really hate to bother him, but that's his job, you know, like that's just something that I had to come to terms with. Like, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, coach. Like, I'm sorry to bother you. But, he was like, quick respond. No problem. It's an honor. You know, it's just like.
Yeah. And I'll tell him, you know, if I'm feeling down on myself, I'm like, I just don't want to disappoint you. And he always comes back with, you are not going to disappoint me. Like, I need to hear that.
Right.
He coaches women just as well as he coaches men.
And it's a spectrum of women and men.
And that's why I went to him too.
Every season that these men and women are in too, it's like, oh, weight loss, prep, trying to gain muscle.
Now, he is intense. That's what I tell people, too.
Yes, he is.
He is intense.
But I like it.
I needed that, and I tell that to people, too. Yes. I'm like, he is intense, and his plans are what most would call very strict.
Yes.
Like, he's not telling me to go eat a Pop-Tart as my evening meal. He's not telling me that.
Exactly.
My evening meal, a lot of the times, is going to be egg whites. Or I think right now you're eating some egg yolks, which is exciting. I get egg yolks in my first meal, which very excited about. There's not much processed food with him is what I'm telling you.
Yes.
Very simple ingredients. And that's what I know that my body works well with based on what I knew back after I had my son when I was doing the research and all of that from where I had gestational diabetes with him.
Oh, wow.
So I knew that type of those type of foods were going to work for me,
right?
But I could never pull that trigger on my own. It really took going to a coach to give me
exactly
the meal plan to where I said, okay, I needed. I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And then I started eating. The way that I eat now is the way that I ate way back in my early 20s when I have said all along that was when I felt the best and I looked the best. Now, I've got significantly more muscle on me now, but at that time, that muscle wasn't there.
Right.
But I still looked the best that I could look for my early and mid-20s.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't look like that in my 30s. It was a little different. It was a little different. The muscle was there because then I had started CrossFit. So the muscle is coming on, but I'm not taking any of that body fat off because you know how it is. It's like you... I wasn't very consistent.
Right.
And I never trusted the deficit.
Yeah.
That was another thing. I thought that you had to eat 14, 15, 1600 calories. And with as active as what I was, as active as what I was miserable. I'm like, screw that. I don't want to feel that way.
Well, the funny thing is that, after when I got into competition last year with my prep coach before Doug and I took over,
because this is, We've gone from the very first prep coach, Ashley, and now we've moved on.
Ashley was just a lifestyle coach.
Yeah.
She was just trying to get me to lose weight.
So and now we've moved on to
After I cut terms with Ashley, I told her, I was just very upfront. I was like, I want to compete. And she said, I'm not your girl. She said, if you want to compete, she said, I really think you can. She said, you need to get with a prep coach.
And that's a good coach right there.
Yes.
Someone who is self-aware enough to know.
Yes. She was not there just to take my cash.
Right.
Like, she honestly, and she told me, she said, you're so determined. And you're so on point with everything, she said, you'll do very well in this sport.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge confidence booster right then and there. I was like, okay, then I got this. If she sees that, because she was a competitor herself.
Yeah.
And that's what really intrigued me, is why I honestly got with her, is because, oh, she's a competitor. She knows her shit, you know? You know, like, that's just kind of like what clicked in your head. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to sign up with her. You know, I don't have nothing to lose. And so after we cut terms, I went with a guy named Ryan Castle, and he got me from my off season into my prep season.
Because he's a competitor as well.
He was a competitor.
And he has, there's a couple of people that I know of that I've seen on social media that he has prepped for local shows.
Yes. And so that intrigued me as well, because I saw his portfolio, and a girl that I went to gym with, Chelsea Taylor, she was a competitor.
Yep.
And she was my first idol, I would have to say. Because honestly, come on, we're in Carswell and Rome, Georgia. I never knew that competing was a thing in Rome and Carswell, Georgia, okay? Like, I was just like, okay, I'm thinking I'm going to have to go to Atlanta to compete. I not know, like,
well,
people.
Well, that's the beauty of, I would say that Rome is a little more bodybuilding focused, just because they have the Roman Classic that's been around for 20 years.
Right.
When I lived in Cartersville, this just goes to show our age difference here. Because you are
29.
You're 29?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be 30 in June.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. I am 45. I'm like, how old am I? I'm 45. So that age gap right there, back in 2000 and I want to say 2007, 2008, I think, is when
a baby.
Quite a few of the Cartersville girls were competing.
Okay.
So I had just moved to the area and I was in the gym and I was seeing them and they were practicing their posing. And I was just like, you know, I was just like you.
Intrigued.
Very intrigued. Mm-hmm. And I would, social media was around at the time. Facebook was just coming out.
Right.
And people were just getting on Instagram that weren't in college for the regular people. But I was starting to follow what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So it was intriguing to me, but that was not on my radar.
Yeah.
At the time, because of the unsupportive atmosphere that I was in, where going to the gym and eating well, that was acceptable. But I had all the magazines, Oxygen, Muscle and Fitness Hers, all the stuff. And that's where I was told, I hope you don't want to look like one of those girls.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that
me
too.
Being the people pleaser and the I just want him to be happy with me stage
you,
of life that I was in.
On
I was like,
shells.
I was like, oh, of course not. Yeah. No. I don't. And I started to be kind of negative towards them. I'm like, they are the unhealthiest that they will ever be in their life on their show day. This was the perception that I had.
Yeah.
And I just wanted him to know that just in the back of my head, I'm like, just please let me keep going to the gym. Please let me keep going to the gym. I'm not going to look like those girls. I promise. Like that was where I was at that time in my life. So I knew that Rome had their Roman Classic, like we just talked about, 20 years. And that's what a lot of them were training for. That's what they were doing. So I had always envisioned Rome as more of a bodybuilding
makes sense
place. So when I did move from Cartersville to Rome back in 2020, I felt like that I got more support from like people at the gym and just the community in general than what I would have gotten in Cartersville. So it's just interesting to see depending on when you came through.
Exactly.
Came through the eras.
Well, see, like I was on Facebook and of course Chelsea and I never met her. I never saw her in person. I just had her as a friend and I don't know why. I don't know how, but I contacted her. I was like, who's your coach? And she told me it was Ryan Castle.
And that's really the best way to find a coach.
Exactly.
If you were to give advice
friends,
to someone.
Honestly. Yeah. And I said, I've seen that you've competed. And I said, I'm very interested. And she said, yeah. And so she gave me all of his contact information. And she said, you know what? You can call me. And so me and her talked for an hour. And she's like, this is what you need to expect. And keep in mind, like, I had just lost 85 pounds. So I was just like baffled to listen to all the stuff that she had to say. And I was like, oh, goodness, this is going to be a little bit more strict than what I'm used to. But I'm okay with it because your girl likes a challenge, okay? It's just it is what it is. If you say I can't do it, I'll show you. Like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I had that actually happen yesterday. A guy was doing a leg press, and he had just as much as I could put on there. And he's like, I bet you can only get 5. Okay. Do you realize I train legs 3 days a week?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and he's like, you can't do it. And I was like, okay. And he's like, come on. I was like, all right. You know, and so I just showed him off. And he's like, I bet you can't only get 5. And I was like, all right, I did 15. He's like, I bet you can't do 30. I said,
oh,
well, give
God.
Me a minute. You know, I was like, I just did 15.
I already hit your target plus some. We're not doing this moving target
exactly.
Then.
I was like, boom, I did it. And so I just walked away. And he just like shook his head. I was like, Don't underestimate me. I got you.
Yeah.
I got this. It was just funny because I've had so many people in my lifetime like, you can't do that. You can't do that. When I hear you can't do that, it just puts more fuel to the fire. It's like, okay.
So this has not been an easy ride
No,
for you.
It really hasn't, but that's okay.
Yeah. Everyone's got something. That was something that I was thinking about with my daughter where she thinks she's had certain disadvantages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look at your advantages that you do have and someone else is wishing they had those advantages.
And I found myself doing that. It's so funny because I have a lady that is following me right now during this prep and she and I just now have hit it off. And she's like, if you don't mind, you know, how long have you been competing? I was like, I just started last year. And she's like, what? You know, like just mind blown. And I said, I really do appreciate your support. And she's like, this is my first year competing, and I wish I had legs like yours. And it's just funny because here she is starting out, and she's wishing to look something like me, when here I am sitting here wishing, I want to look like you. You know what I'm saying? It's just funny because everybody's like, they want something that they don't have, you yeah. know? And I found myself doing that, like, during prep. Like, oh, but I wish I had a nicer back. Oh, but I wish that my legs was this big. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just stuff that you just wish, but in reality, you just have to work for it.
Yeah.
And that's just...
You've got to work with the body that you have and improve
yes.
upon that. Because everyone's got...
A different body.
Yes.
And you're not going to look... We're not going to look the same.
No. So, for me... I'm very self-conscious about my waist and my stomach.
Yeah.
What's me too. So cool, what I like, let me tell you, what I like about my division, which is women's physique, is I don't have to have this teeny tiny little bitty waist.
Right.
That's more for bikini, wellness too, but yeah. mostly for bikini figure.
Yes.
They need that teeny tiny waist because they're looking for that X
exactly.
frame. So I knew that my days in figure were just going to be over before they even started because of that. Other people were like, your traps. Yeah, figure girls yeah. don't have those traps. So I bought the heels and I actually did a posing class or two.
How'd that go?
In the heels. It was not me. It was not me at all. I felt so good being barefoot. But when it comes to the waist, you can, and other divisions do this too, but nobody mentioned my waist in any feedback that I got.
Right.
You know, it was, you could get some more delt. It was, you need some more depth in your back. It was right. that sort. I'm like, okay, that I can work with. But nobody said you need a smaller waist. Now, here's what's very cool is you can create the illusion of a smaller waist. And, you know, figure girls can do this too. But you really need that teeny tiny waist yeah. for figure. You really, really, really do need that. But in my division, we can get the quads bigger, the outer quad right. sweep and the lats. I've got the lats.
Yeah,
so
you
it's
do.
Like the more that you build that up, it creates that illusion of a small waist.
Yeah.
So I still, of course, work on my waist, but I know that there's ways around it.
Yeah.
Because the cool part, too, about being on stage is that they're not judging your weight. They're not judging your no. body fat percentage. They're no. judging the way that you present
right.
your package.
And posing is everything.
It is. You can pose certain ways to
right.
to make your body not as muscular in certain areas.
Yes.
And you can pose it to where you look smaller.
Yes.
Yes.
And I've really struggled because, honestly, my shoulders have gotten bigger. I'm trying to, honestly.
Clothes fitting a little different?
Yes. So I'm just like, ooh, maybe I need to kind of not do as much upper body days. Which is funny because I only do upper body twice a week. That's it. And then that's just because my division is all lower body. Because
you're wellness, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they're not looking at my upper body.
Right.
And at times I'm like, well. Crap, I wish that they were.
I know. And you that's know? One of those things when you're picking divisions that you to me, you need to ask yourself, how much do you like to train?
Right.
Okay, first of all, how much yes. do you like to train? If you're someone that likes to train and you're able to put on some muscle in areas that doesn't fit the particular criteria,
yeah.
then you either have to stop training
yep.
that muscle group.
Yep.
In order to fit the criteria.
Exactly.
Or you need to move up in divisions, which right. we had talked about before we hit record, mm-hmm. that you originally were wanting to be a physique girl.
Yeah.
But you don't just go from zero no. to physique unless you're me and you're 45 years old and you've been doing this for 20 years and you love to train.
Exactly.
But
whenever you're going from where I was, I'd not train at all.
Right.
To losing weight. And then I was literally at a clear canvas. I mean, like, we started from scratch. And so I never was in the gym. I never tried to build muscle.
Yeah.
So we had to start somewhere. But when I got to Doug, after Ryan and he got me to stage, it was a huge accomplishment. Like, it was just like, okay, I got this. And then me and Ryan had a conversation. He's like, so what is your goal? I was like, I want to be a pro athlete. And he was just blunt. He's like, keep trucking. I was like, okay. He's like, do you have somebody in mind? I said, yes, sir, I do. Because honestly, I was going to be with Doug before I decided to hire Ryan. I was going to actually hire Doug for my very first show. But at the time, financially, I couldn't swing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I got to do this. And I'm not going to stop myself. you just go with what you can afford. And that's what we did. And so I contacted Ryan, and Ryan got me so far. We started from losing 86 pounds, and then he continued with that weight loss, but yet we were weight loss slash gaining muscle. And so
doing that recomp thing.
Yes. And that was very difficult, but I seen more weight loss than I did gain muscle. And then at one point I just seen, oh my God, Christian, you look like a beluga. Like, I just felt very bloated. And again, I was eating a lot of beef and stuff. I can't have beef in my diet. I blow up like a beluga. Like, I cannot. My stomach just cannot handle it. I do not digest it well. And so that's something that me as a trainer myself, which he could have probably kicked me in the tail for it. And keep in mind, he was actually applauding me whenever I did it. But he said, what's going on? I was like, well, I took out this and added in this instead. And he was like, okay, but why? And I, because he noticed my pictures was changing in the good direction.
Yeah.
And I said, I know my body. I was like, I took ground beef out and I added in chicken. So I did nothing but chicken the whole entire prep for, not a prep, but like during my off season. I took out beef and I just put chicken, just chicken, chicken, chicken. It was chicken, rice, and asparagus. It was just so plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And that was every meal, all but breakfast. And I had oatmeal and egg whites. I had that for a whole 2 weeks.
And this was with Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, so now we know not to put ground beef in it, you know? I said, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, this is great. I said, oh, good, because I thought you were going to kick my tail because I was moving around your meal plan that you're giving me. And I was like, I was trying to figure out because I kept taking stuff away. I took away rice completely out of my diet the first week. I was like, okay, well, that ain't it. And then I took away this and I took away that. And after I realized it was the beef, I was like, throw that crap in the trash because it just did not make me feel good. Yeah. And so after we figured that out, we weeded it out. And then I'm a texture girl, which is funny that I like egg whites because I actually like them, but I don't like ground turkey. I don't know what about it. It's just something, it's just the texture.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do this either. So like, honestly, like my meal plans now are very plain and simple. It's literally fish, chicken, veggies, rice, maybe sweet potato here and there and red potato. Like,
and like we talked about earlier, you've got different ways to
yes.
change the taste
is where it's at. And it's,
for me, I'm a sauce person.
Me too. And again, Southern girl. I love my ranch and I miss my ranch. I'm not going to lie. But at times, like if Doug gives me, you know, a meal and he's like, here, you have a refeed meal. I'll do like the minimum of like a tablespoon of ranch or something just for a little bit of a taste. Mm-hmm. But now I got to where it's just like, yeah, I really don't want it anymore.
There's, especially this past off season, as we got our calories up higher than I've ever eaten before.
Yeah. I just can't fathom.
Yeah. It just got to where even my refeed meals weren't appealing.
Right.
Like.
But they look so good.
Oh, I just could not. I couldn't get excited. Now I'm excited to eat them.
Right.
Because the calories have come down. Right. And I'm not as stuffed. And I know that it's not going to be there much longer. I'm in this.
It's funny because I can't fathom my, and who knows, it might end up being that, but I can't fathom mine being like 4,000 calories because when Doug got me at show, I was taking in 1,300 calories on show day. And then after 2 weeks after show, he put me into another plan, Ryan did, mm-hmm. and it was up to 1,600. So whenever Doug got to me and he saw my pictures, I mean, come on, I was a board. I was so tiny and so leaned out. And so he was comparing pictures. And like, of course I sent him like multiple pictures, like from over time with Ryan. So he could kind of get a feel of where my body was going,
yeah.
even though I wasn't a prep. And then I did send him a picture of where I first started. So he could like see exactly like how I've transpired over the last year with Ryan. And he said, is this all that you're eating right now? That's, I can remember that like it was yesterday. And I was like, yes. He said, okay, we're going to change that.
Yeah.
I'm just
feed you.
And he will feed you. I'm the only time that I'm hungry is whenever I wake up in the morning.
That's the same with
honestly. And that's because I'm waking up, I'm doing fasted cardio. And fasted cardio just really triggers it. Then I'm just like starving at that point. I'm just like, oh, like I can't get off the Stairmaster fast enough. Like I'm like, I need food. But it's funny because I went from eating one meal a day when I very first got into this whole thing. Me as a mom of three, I didn't have time to sit down and eat a meal. I literally would snack. Little Debbie was my best friend.
So when you went from that to doing a meal plan where you're eating
huge.
How many times a day?
I'm eating 5 times a day right now.
So how did you
transpire?
Adjust? Yeah, how did you adjust with having
three kids? Honestly, it was a support system. I went into the house and I cleared out all my junk food. Something that that would intrigue me to go to the cabinet to get. Something that I knew for sure that I just could not stay away from. And it was Oreos. That was my late night snack. Nice. Oreos and milk. Oh my gosh. And it's still one of my go-tos. I love Oreos and milk. But I know if I put that in my house, it's just not going to work out. I mean, yeah. I'm going to eat the whole entire carton and I'm probably going to drink at least a half a gallon of milk by myself.
And one cookie is just not going to be enough.
No. And do you realize how much one cookie is in a calorie? I'm just like, what the heck? You know, like it's just so sad. And so, and then it's funny because you compare that one cookie to like a meal and it's just like, really?
Yeah.
It's sad. It's a sad day.
Your body's
day.
Going to want more.
Exactly. And that's where I've really like tried to like tease my brain. You know, it's like, okay, because like there's times that I want to go to Dunkin' and Starbucks. And what I really want is a drink. I want like not a coffee. I want your coffee of 2024. I want the caramel drizzle and I want this and I want that. And I've come to the point where I'm just like, crap, I can't do that anymore. Yeah, I can here and there, but I can't have it every day like I used to.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like your brain just kind of switches gears. And that's how I realized whenever I got into a meal prep, whenever you want something so bad enough, you're willing to just toss it all. So it all started off with junk food had to go. And then keep in mind, I have kids. So I think, okay, well, they have to eat this. And they have to eat this. They're kids. I'm not going to make them be on no meal plan with me. That's not fair. They're children. Like, they're supposed to live life. I don't want them to be like, oh, they have to have broccoli and chicken all the time. I just, they're children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, they still need their chips and their diet. You know, they're kids. They're going to want that. They want to go to McDonald's. And it got to where I didn't want it. Like, after I got into the swing of meal prep and stuff, and I realized what really triggered the brain was the scale was dropping. There was changes in my body composition. Oh, my physique looks better than it was here. And after I realized that part, it was just like, I don't need a bag of chips. I'm good.
That becomes the driving force over what you know those chips body are going to taste like.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice to have a bag of chips every now and then, but honestly, I really don't want it.
Yeah, I can tell you, I don't want it anymore. I'll have some Quest chips.
Yeah.
Those hit the spot.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do those with certain things. But when it comes to like the other kind of chips,
no,
it just doesn't.
I haven't had a bag of chips that I couldn't tell you when, honestly. Now, I love hummus. So
I do love hummus
and like the little scoops that you can get with it. The breaded scoops. Oh my God, are so good. And honestly, like, I got to ask Doug. I was like, so when does the hummus come into play? You know, he's like, yeah, like good luck. And it's funny because like, this is the way of life now. Like, I live out of a meal prep container. Literally. That's just my life. I have my meals in the car right now for my next meal. I eat every 3 hours.
Every three hours.
I mean, like a clock. And it's funny because there is times I do forget to eat because I'm so full for my first meal. So I was like, okay, I know, timer. So I literally have a timer on my phone every single day of the times that I eat so I don't forget a meal. As silly as that is, it works for me. And I do that now. I get so busy with life, being a mom, being a wife, my career. My husband and I has a business together. I mean, come on, like, it gets kind of overwhelming. And then, you know, my parent, we go see my mom and dad. We go see his. We travel. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a life. It's not just being gym rats 24/7, even though I am, you know, like you have to just correlate into your life. And so I told my husband, I was like, well, looks like I need to buy a meal prep bag. And so I bought a cooler to bring with me everywhere I go. And it's nothing fancy. It's a little $20 cooler and it works out great, you know?
Yeah.
And I take that to my shows and take it everywhere I go, honestly. And
now, do people look at you weird?
Yes, of course they do. And I don't care.
Doesn't bother you?
No, I don't care.
Because a lot of people will use that as a reason or an excuse.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
To not stay consistent with their meal plans because they don't want people looking at you weird. Or
God, if I had a penny every time that someone said, well, I work. Oh, but I do this. Oh, but you don't understand. I don't have time to eat. I work at a desk all day long. Okay. Do you have your own office? I'm sorry. Like, I'm just very straightforward. And they're like, well, yeah. Can you put a refrigerator in there? You know, do you have access to a fridge? Do you have access to a microwave? Is it your own cubicle? Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
I was working at the smoothie shop. I was opening the store for most of my prep.
I remember.
I was way deep into prep.
I remember
when I was able
to
step away.
Yes.
And I brought
everything.
All of my meals. Yes. I ate my meal one, meal two, meal three there at the smoothie shop. And we don't get breaks.
Right.
We work through our shift.
Yeah. I'm one to eat and go at the same time.
Yeah.
I will literally be driving and eating. I kid you not. Like, we stay on the road all the time. You see it. We're always on the go. And it's just like, oh, it's just a little family getaway. You know, we're just going to go to Target. Guess what? I'll walk around in Target with a meal. Like, I don't care. Like, I have goals. Sorry.
And those goals definitely
inquire food.
Yes. Yes. And you just get to a point. It is weird at first, but you do get to a point to where that goal is so important.
Yes.
It is way more important than what
people
someone else is going to say about
Absolutely.
You. Because they, like we talked about in the very beginning, you're not going to be understood, and that's okay.
Yes.
People aren't going to get it. I wouldn't have gotten it.
Honestly, I wouldn't have either.
I would have been like, what is that girl doing?
Right.
I would have said it, but just because I don't get it doesn't mean that's going to stop her
exactly
from doing it.
No,
whatever. She don't care.
Exactly. And that's where my drive took into play, because after it started with meal prep, my scale started dropping to a point that I had a supportive husband, to the point that everybody around me was like, girl, what are you doing? You look great. Like, wow, you know, like, how much weight have you lost, or how much muscle have you gained? Like, you just don't know, like, how many people has came up to me to say that. And that alone was just like, I got this, you know?
You're like, on the right path.
Okay.
Yeah, it you know? Helps you just keep going.
It's a confidence boost. And it's funny because the coach that I'm with now, Doug, he is not one to give you a compliment.
No.
He's not. I love Doug. I think Doug is absolutely fantastic. He is a mad scientist, but he is not one to pat you on the back.
Mm-mm.
He's not one to put a post up about you unless you truly deserve it.
Have you listened to any of his podcasts?
No, and I need to.
So he did a podcast with, it was called Heavy and Jacked.
Okay.
Heavy and Jack. Was it Heavy and Jack or Heavy and Jacked? Either way, I think they did maybe like 12, 15, 20 at the most episodes.
Okay.
And that's where I learned a lot about his style through his podcast.
Oh, I need to check it out.
He interviewed his 60 something year old client that's been with him for like 8 years, Leslie,
yes.
All the way down to,
I follow her.
Yep. He's been with a early 20s guy for like 5 years.
Okay.
So he really does run the gamut as far as show prep and everything.
Right.
But I was, in fact, it was in that episode is what it was in. And they were talking about how he doesn't give compliments unless you truly
deserve
them. And this particular competitor, Blaine is his name. After he won a show, I believe it was after he won a particular show,
he finally got his compliment.
Well, he asked Doug, do I get my compliment now?
And
I think Doug said no.
Oh my gosh.
But they've got such a great relationship,
right.
You know? And so I know that when Doug does give me a wow, he means it.
Exactly.
I don't expect compliments from him.
No.
I really don't.
Me either.
I think partly,
but,
even though that's
my, nice to get one.
It is. Even though it is my love language,
yes,
as far as words of affirmation.
Yes.
I think because I went so long without getting them from coaches that I was even with, you know, when I did CrossFit for 8+ years, they just weren't ones to, you know, give shout outs or anything like that.
Well, see, my first two coaches was nothing but a pat on the back. Good job. You got this. You got this under control. No. You know, you're doing great.
I've never gotten that. Now, Jennifer Plummer, I don't, any chance I can get to give her a shout out. I love to give her a shout out. It was so uncomfortable. I had gone so long without getting compliments or kudos or pats on the back from my other coaches that when I did shift over into powerlifting with her, I would walk in and she would be so excited to see me and she would introduce me as the famous.
Oh my goodness.
The famous Allison Rico. And it would, this is before I had done anything. Right. She just loved me that much and saw so much in me that
and look
she,
at you now.
And I would just be like, stop saying that. Yeah. Stop. It was so uncomfortable to me. But she was really the only one. So I was used to not getting compliments.
Right.
I would get them from other people. And, you know, that was enough mm-hmm. for me. Plus, knowing that I was moving in the right direction. I think through all of that, too, I learned to be my own cheerleader.
Yes.
I learned to do that because you can't depend on other people to be your cheerleader for you.
No. And of course, whenever you have a coach that has that many clients, he don't have time to run around and give everybody a high five.
No. And he's very short with his answers. He'll answer you.
Yes.
But it's very, he will answer your question.
Yes.
He's not
going
to. Yeah.
He's not there to talk to you.
There won't be a follow up. There won't be a,
yes.
I'll be like, okay, thanks. There won't be a, you're welcome. It's just, we're done talking.
Yes.
But I'm okay with that.
Me too.
I'm totally okay with that. I'm like, okay, I got my question answered. That's all I need to know.
He has by far has been like the best decision for my mental health, my well-being, my goals. Like it's been a true game changer. And honestly, I was already ready to sign up with him. But what really got me intrigued was when I started talking to you at show at Roman Classic. And after you told me, yeah, you had guidance, but you did this, it really sunk in. I was like, I did do this, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I did do this. You know, it just took me a minute to really have those words sink into my head because I was like, yeah, but he gave me the plan. He did this. Okay. You can take all the study guides in the world and study them. You know what I'm saying?
But it's you that did
that has
the
to
work.
Do it. Exactly.
Because he can give you all the stuff in the world. If you're not going to follow it,
it doesn't mean nothing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And that's what really hit home. And I was like, okay. And then you were telling me like how detailed Doug's plan was. And I was like, ugh. You know, honestly, when I went home that day, I was like, I don't know if I can do that extreme of a plan. Again, being an excuse, I'm a mom, I don't have time for that extreme plan. And honestly, Doug's plan is as long as my leg. Like, it really is. It's just like, you have to sit there and weed it out and really read over it. I read over mine at least 5 times before I write him and be like, okay, did I miss something? You know, because I don't want to look a total idiot. But there's so much information that you want to make sure that you have it all in that brain before you write him and be like, okay, I got a question, you know, so you don't look a total fool. But
did you not read?
Yeah, and I know that's exactly what he would say. It's right here,
yeah.
You know. But it's okay. But it's funny because I went from this little mediocre plan. I mean, so mediocre. And it was just very simple. And I did not take vitamins with my last coach. All I had was a fish oil.
Yeah, because he'll give you all the vitamins that you need, too.
I take 20 vitamins a day.
Yeah, I've got my little cups.
Me, too.
Got every I vitamin prep. I've got all my stuff, my supplement prep.
I prepped this morning my vitamins. And I.
How do you do yours?
Mine, I have 4 pill containers. And it is labeled, and it's nothing fancy. It's literally a sheet of paper, and I cut it out with scissors, and I wrote with pen, okay? It's nothing fancy. Back in the day, I would probably got a label maker, but it's okay. I don't care. It works for me. And on it, it says, it will say, like, before fasted cardio. And this one is after meal one. This one is, oh, goodness, bedtime. And there's one right before bedtime. I think it's, like, meal 4 or something. Yeah. And anyway, that's how I have it labeled. And that's how I roll because I take 3 vitamins here, 5 vitamins here. And then this one be like, 7 or 8. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I have them all spaced out through the day. And obviously, you can't take I take melatonin every night. I cannot fall asleep. I'm a night hawk. I will stay up all night long watching TV, talking to my husband, playing card games. Chick, I will stay up all night long. And then Doug was asking me whenever he and I first got together, he was like, so how's your sleep? I was like, I go to bed at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. He's like, yeah, that's got to stop.
Oh my God. I'm like getting up at 3 or 4 o'clock.
I know. I see. And I just can't fathom me functioning like that. Cause I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then that's just like, I am not a morning person. Do not say good morning.
I am a morning person.
I would not like you.
We definitely need to just stay away from
you. I'm not a morning person. I'm more of a morning person than my husband. I can tell you that up front. But honestly, I love a good sleep in. I will sleep the day away. And it's just because that's just how I grew up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we stay up all night long. Me and my sister, we would watch movies. And it just fed into my adulthood. And then after me having kids, you wake up multiple times in the night. I was used to that. I'm a night hawk. I got this. You know, I could feed my baby in the middle of the night. No problem. And then when morning got here, I was like, just dead to the world because my body, I mean, come on, my kids wake up at, oh my gosh, 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning on weekends, and it's just like, go back to bed. Like, you know, like, my body just didn't function like that. And so whenever Doug was like, so you were doing this with your last coach? And I said, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's going to change.
Yeah.
Now, how old are your kids, like, now? So what are we working with here as
9, 7, and 4.
9, 7, and 4. So it's not like me over here with my almost 21-year-old and my 19-year-old, where I can say that I've got two kids, but it's not the same as having two young kids doing everything.
And I'm at home all day long with my little boy, so I have to find ways to get in my 10,000 steps a day. It's very, very complicated. And I'm like, okay, well, what can I do? You know, so I'm like,
do you have a treadmill at home?
Yes, of course I do.
Walking pad type of thing?
Yes, I have a treadmill at home. So during the, I'll look at my watch. I'm like, oh, I've hit only 4 for the whole day. I'm like, oh man. And so I'll go and like hit this the treadmill, and I'll watch a movie while I do it or something.
Now, when did yours get bumped up to 10,000? Because
recently,
really?
Yes. Okay.
Now, I've learned I'm not doing anything more than what coach has given me to do, because I know that if I start doing things too early, then we're not going to have anywhere to go. Yeah. So I've been really, even when I first started with him, I told him I want to put on as much muscle as possible. I want to get the calories as high as possible, because I knew that that meant that when prep started, the higher we were and the more muscle that we had.
You had more to work with.
We had more to work with.
Yep.
And I wasn't going to be 1400, 1500, 1600 calories. Like, right. I was so terrified of when he told me we should be able to get you shredded at 1800. I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this. So now, see, I didn't have a steps goal last prep, but 10,000 plus was my personal goal. And I wanted to get those steps in. Well, then when he told me that 7,000 was going to be my steps goal back in the off season, I even went below that. I was not even hitting really 7,000. I just wasn't, just because I knew that I was having a hard time getting the food in. I knew that I was wanting to put muscle on. Mm-hmm. I knew that I just mentally just wasn't all there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be good. But then back in January, towards the end of January, I was feeling like I shouldn't be, I felt like some shifting should start happening within my body composition. And I said, you know, don't really know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what are your steps? I didn't put my steps in to my check-in.
Right.
And I think I was in denial. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I think my steps were like 5 or 6,000. Mm-hmm. He goes, so deep in off season, that will work. But now we're shifting into prep.
Right.
So those steps really, and from that point forward, it was 7,000. 7,000. Keith came to me yesterday. Now, at this point, now I'm 15 weeks out as of today. Well, Saturday, I'm going to be 15 weeks out. So here I am, 16, 15, and steps are still 7,000.
Right.
Keith, who is well into his prep for just his body fat shedding that he's doing.
Right.
He has set a goal for 15,000.
Oh my goodness.
Now mine is still 7,000. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, how are you looking on steps? And I know what that means. Uh-huh. That means you want to go for a walk with me. I don't want to. I'm perfectly fine on the couch, looking out my big windows, perfectly happy right here on the couch. Right. And I said, I'm good. And he goes, well, my goal is 15,000. He said, I, do you want to move your goal up? And I said, not right now.
No, I'm good.
No. I said, because if I start making 10,000, 15,000 steps, my goal now,
right,
when he does make them 10,000,
it's going to be a piece of cake.
It's, there's nowhere to go.
Well, and that's where Doug, oh my goodness. So I went to Doug and I was like, something's wrong. Like my last prep at this time, you're not going to believe how much cardio I was doing at this time. I was doing 70 minutes of cardio in the morning and 60 minutes post cardio after working out.
I remember seeing it.
I remember seeing it. So much cardio.
And I was like, she's doing so much cardio.
And I was so tired.
Yeah.
I was just like done and just, ugh. And so I went to Doug and I was like, something's wrong. Like I'm not doing, I think, of course, me, past experience, me not really knowing the full picture. I said, I think I need to be doing more cardio than this, especially if you're wanting to see my body fat to drop. And he's like, nope, we're good. Exactly where we're at. I was like, yeah, but you don't understand. Like my last coach, he had me doing this and this. He was like, no way in the world will I ever have you doing that much cardio. I was like, okay.
That's how much nutrition plays a role.
And then I was like, how is this going to work? Am I going to make it a stage? Then I just started like rolling, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, how is this going to work out if I'm not going to be doing that much cardio? Because I knew how my body obviously thrived with that much cardio. Even though I was just exhausted, I seen a huge drop in the scale. I was dropping 2 pounds a week. But the funny thing is, like, I just started, like, full swing of prep, and I'm already down to 160. I didn't weigh myself this morning, which I should have. But I try not to weigh myself every morning because your body does fluctuate. It is what it is. Especially with as much water as we put in our body.
I do not weigh myself after a refeed meal. The morning after.
That's dumb.
I don't weigh myself if I have not done a full evacuation of my body.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then I will not do a weigh-in the day after leg day because there's so much inflammation.
Makes sense. You know, but is in your legs. I do so much legs. When would I weigh?
I know. Yeah. You just have to, if I were in your shoes, yeah, because people are going to be, well, what do you do if you?
Yeah.
So what I would do, and you tell me how you do it, what I would do is I would just pick a day, like I would say, the day of leg day. I'll probably do it the day of leg day. That way.
That morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would just do it that way. The same time every week after I've gone to the bathroom, no clothes on, you know, just all the things.
Oh, you know it. The earrings have to go too. Like it's just the way it is.
Whatever you choose to do when you weigh, just do it every single time.
Every time.
And keep in mind when your cycle happens. I mean, ladies, all these things play. Yes,
and your coach needs to know that.
Yes, so that's part of what my check-in is. Like,
yes,
I will say my cycle is set to start next Tuesday, or my cycle started last Tuesday and went to Thursday.
Yep.
Like, I let him know that.
Or we're currently in the move. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a doctor. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's like talking to your physician. Mm-hmm. Is the moral of the story, and he knows everything. And it doesn't bother me. At first, I was like, this is going to be kind of weird when I first got with a coach. But then I was like, oh, that's a girl. Who cares? And then when I got to my male, I was so involved with, like, how it worked. It's just no big deal. It was just, like, common courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. You know, no big deal. And then Doug, it was definitely no big deal. Like, I was like, I got this under control. Of course, like, it's been a whole nothing but gaining muscle through my whole off season. So like my cycles have been like not as on point because my body was so used to leaning out.
Yeah.
So it's been like kind of all over the place. And so I had to like plug in, I'm 13 days late, you know, and he's, you know, he never had any comment back, which I was kind of confused. I was like, okay, you know, maybe he's used to seeing this, you know? So that's something else that you have to get used to your body. I don't know. It's just interesting.
You definitely learn your body.
Yes.
When Well, it's also easier to learn your body when you're very consistent.
Yes.
So you know when something's off, when you're eating not the same foods, but the same type of food, as in the very minimally processed,
yes,
single ingredient type foods. That's what I mean when I say eating the same foods. You eat, yes, the same thing, so you know when something's off. You know your cycle. You know these things,
right,
because you've given your body a chance to do the same thing and develop some consistency and get a track record.
Right.
And then you know your body, because you do. You know your body more than anyone. And I remember last year, I think I was like 6 weeks out, and I was miserable, just miserable. And I was really trying to tough it out because I didn't want to be a whiner. And I was just like, I don't know how I can do six more weeks of this. I don't know how I can function for six more weeks. And I had gone to my posing coach, and he was even a little concerned based on what I was saying. He's right. Like, you still have 6 weeks left. You still got to be able to function. I would right. email your coach. So I did, on the way home, let Doug know what was going on. And he wrote back. He's like, you're right where you're supposed to be. Now we're going to start feeding you a little bit more. It was like he was almost waiting on me to hit that, yes, bottom. He's like, I know this sounds crazy. He said, but this is part of the process. And I'm like,
I wish you would have told me.
I wish the process would have let me know that this is, yes, part of what we're doing. But I didn't know what I didn't know.
Right.
So I know now. I know now that that bottom is going to come. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to last.
It's such a learning experience.
Yeah. It really is.
Of course, and I've said it time and time again. Yeah, athletes have told you, oh, it's going to be like this. And they paint you this gorgeous picture of how exciting prep is. And you get to lean out and you look all hot and sexy, I guess you could say. But, honestly, they not tell you, oh, well, you got to hire a posing coach. Oh, you got to hire a coach to help with your fitness and training and your nutrition. Nutrition plays a huge role. You know, no one didn't tell me that. Oh, do you realize how much a bikini is to compete? I found that out. Ouch.
Yeah.
Heels, jewelry, accessories, tan, hair extensions.
All the things.
Botox if you want it. Whatever. Whatever your heart desires, okay? That stuff adds up.
Yeah. And that's what I want us to talk about.
Oh, we're going to. You just wait.
We talked about this before we hit record. I'm wanting to dive deeper into the competitive life. So all of those things, I want you to hold on to those thoughts, because, yes, I want to dive deep. I want to peel those layers back, and I want to talk about all of those things for someone
who we got some layers.
Yes, who might be interested in competing, yes, and telling you the nitty gritty. But this is how I want to leave it. I want to leave this particular episode on anyone who wants to take off some body fat.
They can do
it. Put on some muscle. You absolutely can. We are the extreme because we are taking our bodies to levels that are not sustainable,
exactly,
in order to get on stage. It's one of those shoot for the stars, land on, yes, the moon sort of things.
Yes.
I hope I said that right. If I didn't, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
If we can do what we're doing, you with your three young kids, all over the place and never having done this before, me at 45 years old, knowing that women in their 40s and 50s and, you know, the later you get in your 30s, you think that you can't take this body fat off.
You can.
You absolutely can. We're not saying anyone needs to get on stage.
No, absolutely not.
Because that wasn't even what took the initial weight off,
no,
for you. You absolutely can figure out how to make this work in your life. And that's the beauty of it, too, is that there is no cookie cutter anything. And I think that's what people are looking
for.
And
the thing is, you can still have that physique as a competitor and not compete.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Keith's doing it. I know.
You don't know how many people ask him,
you know,
is he going to get on stage at some,
right,
point? Even before I decided to compete, people were asking me when my next show is. I'm like, yeah, I don't compete and I don't have a desire to compete.
Right.
I didn't have a desire to compete.
Now.
And now look at me.
Yeah.
But that was not my initial what I
push
set out to do.
Exactly.
And that's, even though you thought it would be kind of cool to compete at some point. Mm-hmm. You just wanted to take the weight off.
Yeah, of course.
And just see if you could do it. I just wanted to see if I could do it. So if anybody has any questions, you can message me, find me on social media. They can find you on social media. Yes. Would you like to share your Instagram?
Is that at barbells and high heels? Is where I'm at.
At barbells and high heels. Yes. And she shares in her stories every single day, just like I do. But she's like, I love how she shares. She's very creative with her shares and what she does throughout the day. And I just love following you.
Oh, you're so
you're
sweet.
Very inspiring. And
well, thank you.
I think that you have done your job of helping quite a few people. So if you got some value from this episode, please, please, please leave us a positive review. They help us out a lot. And we will see you next time. Thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thank you.